Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with the one and only David Ferrier, who's the filmmaker behind the new movie Tickled, which is playing at AFI Docs all this weekend in D.C. and Maryland. David, thanks so much for taking the time to join us.
No, thanks for having me.
Now, I was just telling you before we got on here, I was just talking to Werner Herzog for about a half hour. Before we go into your movie, he's the one that gets the Guggenheim Symposium tonight. Talk about how awesome of a documentary and a fiction filmmaker he is.
Oh, no, he's amazing. I mean, I think anyone who likes film or likes, you know, documentary film, you know, there's always going to be a Werner Herzog film that they love. And the great thing with him is he's so surreal because he can pop up acting in a Tom Cruise action film as well. So, you know, he's a very versatile, fascinating, passionate man.
Definitely. All right. Well, the reason we're here, though, is to talk your movie, Tickled, which it's co-directed with Dylan Reeve. Tell me about, it's probably one of the more unique premises of any of the, to say the least, of any of the docs here. Give us a quick synopsis for our listeners who haven't heard about it.
Yeah, so I'm a light entertainment reporter in New Zealand, so I'm always trying to find sort of another crazy story to do. And I came across this competitive endurance tickling sport, which was happening in Los Angeles. And, you know, once a month, young athletes from all around the world were being flown into L.A., to be tickled in this competition. And the money was amazing. They were getting paid, you know, thousands of dollars just to tickle each other. So I started looking into that, and the company was very apprehensive, and suddenly they were hiring lawyers, attorneys to, you know, tell me not to make a film. And so about that point, I sort of started thinking, okay, there's more behind this tickling than meets the eye.
So they threatened legal action to you, right?
Yeah, pretty quickly. And, you know, within a couple of weeks of, you know, starting to write about sport and what was happening, you know, in that community, I started getting legal pushback. And then, you know, a week after that, I had a private investigator outside my house, and then the company flew these three representatives from New York all the way to New Zealand, you know, basically to talk me out of making a film.
Now, why do you think they bristled so much at the idea? I mean, let's not spoil how the doc goes.
No, I mean, you know, what we found, you know, Dylan and I found pretty early on is that it seemed like a lot of the young men in these that take part in the sport, they were also subject to this huge online harassment campaign. Not all of them, you know, some of them took part and they got paid and they went home.
I see.
You know, but a small portion of them, they were sort of, you know, at the receiving end of this harassment campaign that really derailed their lives. So, you know, in the film, we meet some of these people that have, you know, believe it or not, had their lives derailed by a tickling competition.
Wow.
And, you know, and we start to look into it and find out, you know, this isn't a new story. This has been happening for, like, literally for decades.
Wow. Now, before I had, you know, heard about your movie, I didn't even know this was a thing, competitive endurance tickling. So is this, for listeners who haven't seen the documentary yet, is it a sexual fetishistic thing, or is it more of a competition, like, see if we can break you?
That's one of the big questions we sort of set out to answer, because it's marketed as a competition. You know, you wear Adidas clothing, you're all in different colors.
Right.
You know, you see how long you can last out a tickling session. That's what it's marketed as.
Wow.
But, you know, when you start looking at these videos, like, and I was looking at them in New Zealand in the newsroom I was working in, and you do get the idea that there is some sort of sexual element to them. Like, it's hot, good-looking guys tickling each other, and there's something about it. Even though they're fully clothed, it is a bit erotic. And, you know, that's sort of, you know, what made me think this thing's so odd. And, you know, what we found, and it may, you know, be stating the obvious, that, you know, these guys didn't think they were making erotic videos for anybody. They just thought they were taking part in this light-hearted sport, and that's kind of where the deception starts.
Wow. How do you explain to our listeners who haven't seen it, how do you win the competitive sport? Is it you get the guy to crack
first?
No,
that was the other thing that made me suspicious, because there were not really any rules that were very apparent.
Right.
I mean, sure, like, you saw how long you could last for, and they'd have different times, you know, tickling times and things like that, but it wasn't very sporty, and, you know, the whole thing seemed to be a bit of a front for something else. So, you know, and in the film, Dylan and I, we, you know, we go over to, you know, stake out a competitive tickling shoot because they didn't want us filming anywhere near it. So, you know, we did some covert filming and we started traveling around America, meeting people involved in this world of tickling and the world of competitive tickling, you know, some of whom had had their lives derailed by the whole thing. And we end up kind of, you know, figuring out who and what is behind it. And that's where things get a little bit crazy.
Wow.
If they're not crazy enough already.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It can get more crazy. Who knew? How did you go about doing the covert thing? Are you, you know, you have hidden cameras, you're wearing a wire, you know? Take me into sort of the secrecy of the filming
process.
Yeah,
I mean, I can't really talk about that too much because already been a couple of defamation suits against me.
I see.
From the subject of the film. So I'm not going to talk about my technique too much. But I mean, all I'll say is, you know, I'm a light entertainment reporter, but in New Zealand, I would always sit around some of the current affairs journalists and kind of keep an eye on how they would do various recordings and how they would document people who didn't necessarily want a film made about them. And I think I absorbed some of that. And, you know, Dylan came with his own set of ideas. And, you know, it's pretty, you know, making a documentary about an organization that doesn't want a film made about them was a pretty eye-opening experience.
Definitely. Tell our listeners who may be coming out to AFI Docs, but, you know, a lot of the other, you know, movie descriptions, they're immediately on board. But reassure them, if they read your synopsis if there's anyone out there that is maybe a little, you know, hesitant, let's say, reassure them why it's a worthwhile experience.
Yeah, I mean, all I'd say is, like, don't be put off by the tickling. Like, this isn't 90 minutes of tickling footage. So, you know, tickling pretty quickly becomes, you know, sort of a background to a much bigger mystery. And I mean, I think someone in New Zealand described it as like the Jinx, but with tickling instead of murder.
Wow, the Jinx was so good.
Yeah, and I'm not saying this is like, you know, this is the Jinx, but I mean, it's a similar thing where it's, you know, it's not a story about tickling. It's about power and control and how money can shelter somebody from exposure and, you know, and what money does to a person. And I think that's more the focus. So don't be put off if you hate tickling. It's still, there's still something in this for you.
There's something for everybody, for sure. All right, cool. When and where is the screening?
When and where is the screening? That is a fascinating question. It's tonight. It's playing tonight, and it's playing as a session on Saturday early evening as well.
Is it at the museum, or where is it?
It is at, I can't tell you off the top of my head.
Okay. We can link to
District?
It on
East Street. It's at the East Street Cinema.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's a great
Saturday
theater.
Early evening. But we're also, you know, this is a general release. It's, you know, it's not just AFI Docs. We're releasing it in 50 cities around the United States. So it's going pretty wide, and it's also going to be, you know, it's an HBO documentaries. They're boarded as well, so it'll be on HBO at some point.
Awesome. Well, if if our listeners are hearing this and they want to feel like they're getting in on the ground floor, come see it at AFI Docs before everybody can see it. Thanks so much for taking the time, David.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.